Part 1. The First Meeting. Lily was 26 years old, with dark brown hair that fell in waves over her shoulders. She was beautiful, but she didn't know it. She had just started a new job at a small publishing company in the city. She loved books, and her dream was to one day write her own novel. She was always shy, never the type to grab attention in a room. But everything changed the moment she met Ryan. Ryan was 28, tall, with messy black hair and green eyes that seemed to see right through people. He was charming in a quiet way, the kind of guy who didn't need to say much to get people's attention. On his first day at the company, he was introduced to Lily. "Lily, meet Ryan. He's the new editor," her boss said. Lily's heart skipped a beat. She wasn't sure if it was because of his confident smile or the way his hand felt warm when they shook hands, but she felt something. Something she had never felt before. "Nice to meet you, Lily," Ryan said, his voice low and smooth. Lily smiled nervously. "You too," she replied, tucking a strand of hair behind her ear. As the days passed, Ryan and Lily started working closely together. They shared the same passion for books, and their conversations would often drift away from work. They talked about life, their dreams, and even their fears. Ryan was funny, always making her laugh at the smallest things. But behind his jokes, there was something mysterious about him. Sometimes he would get quiet, and Lily couldn't help but wonder what was going on in his mind. One evening, after a long day of work, they were the last ones left in the office. It was quiet, the sun setting outside the window, casting a warm golden light across the room. Ryan leaned back in his chair, his eyes fixed on Lily. "You know, you've got this little habit," he said, smirking. Lily raised an eyebrow.
"Oh.
And what's that? You always bite your lip when you're thinking."
"Like this."
Ryan gently bit his lower lip, mimicking her. Lily felt her cheeks flush.
"I do not."
"Oh, you do. And it's kind of cute," he said, leaning a little closer. Lily's heart raced. She knew he was flirting, but there was something about the way he looked at her that made her feel like she was the only person in the world. "Well, I'll keep that in mind," she replied with a playful smile. As the weeks went by, their flirting became more intense. Ryan would find excuses to touch her arm, brush her hand, or stand a little too close. And every time, Lily's heart would race a little faster. She couldn't deny that she was falling for him, but she didn't want to admit it.
"Not yet."
One night, after working late again, Ryan offered to walk Lily home. They stepped out into the cool night air, walking side by side under the streetlights. The city was quiet, and for a moment it felt like it was just the two of them in the whole world. "So, what's your story, Ryan?" Lily asked, breaking the silence.
"My story."
Ryan laughed softly. "I don't know if it's as interesting as you think.
Try me."
Ryan paused, looking up at the stars. "I've made mistakes," he said quietly.
"Big ones.
That's why I moved here. To start over." Lily felt a pang in her chest. She wanted to know more, but she didn't want to push him. Before she could say anything, Ryan stopped walking and turned to face her. "But you make me forget about all that," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. Lily's heart pounded in her chest. She looked up into his green eyes, and for a moment, it felt like time had stopped. And then, without thinking, Ryan leaned in and kissed her. The kiss was soft at first, gentle, like he was testing the waters.
But when Lily kissed him back, everything changed. His hands moved to her waist, pulling her closer, and the kiss deepened, becoming more passionate. Lily's mind went blank, lost in the feeling of his lips on hers, the warmth of his body against hers. When they finally pulled away, both of them were breathless. "I've wanted to do that for a long time," Ryan admitted, his voice husky. Lily smiled, still catching her breath. "Me too." From that night on, things between Ryan and Lily changed. Their chemistry was undeniable, and they spent more and more time together, both at work and outside of it. They would steal kisses in the office, exchange flirty texts late at night, and meet up after work for long romantic dinners. But as their relationship grew more intense, so did the mystery surrounding Ryan. He was still holding something back, and Lily could feel it. One night, after a particularly passionate evening, where they shared more than just kisses, Ryan got quiet again. They were lying in bed, Lily resting her head on his chest, feeling the steady rise and fall of his breath. "What is it?" she asked softly, tracing circles on his skin with her finger. Ryan sighed, running a hand through his hair. "There's something I need to tell you," he said, his voice serious. Lily sat up, her heart racing. "What is it?" Ryan hesitated, looking away. "I'm not who you think I am," he finally said. Part 2. The secret revealed. Lily's heart pounded in her chest as Ryan's words hung in the air. She stared at him, her mind racing with questions. What did he mean, "I'm not who you think I am"? "Ryan," she whispered, her voice shaky. "What are you talking about?" Ryan sat up, running both hands through his hair, looking conflicted. "I didn't want to tell you this because I didn't want to lose you. But you deserve to know the truth." Lily felt a chill run down her spine. She wrapped the blanket tighter around herself, bracing for whatever he was about to say. "I used to be involved in some bad stuff," Ryan confessed, his voice low. "Before I moved here, I was part of a group. A dangerous group. We did things, illegal things, and I'm still trying to escape that past." Lily's breath caught in her throat. This wasn't what she expected at all. She didn't know what to say, how to react. Ryan continued, "I've changed, Lily. I'm not that person anymore, but they're still looking for me." "Who's looking for you?" Lily asked, her voice barely a whisper. "The people I used to work with. I left them, but they didn't want me to. Now, I'm afraid they'll come after me. Or worse, they'll come after you." Lily's eyes widened, her heart racing faster.
"Me?
Why would they come after me?" "Because they know we're together. I've been careful, but they're watching," Ryan admitted, his eyes full of guilt. "That's why I've been distant sometimes. I didn't want to put you in danger." Lily felt a wave of emotions crash over her. Fear, confusion, anger. But there was something else, too. Despite everything, she couldn't shake the love she felt for him. Yes, he had a dark past, but she believed he had changed. She could see it in his eyes, in the way he treated her, the way he cared for her. "Why didn't you tell me this before?" Lily asked, tears welling up in her eyes. "I didn't want to scare you away. I've never felt this way about anyone before, Lily." "I didn't want to lose you," Ryan said, his voice breaking. Lily stared at him, her emotions swirling inside her. She loved him, but this was more than she had bargained for. Was she willing to risk her safety for him? Before she could answer, Ryan leaned in, taking her face in his hands. His eyes searched hers, filled with emotion. "I love you, Lily," he whispered, his voice full of raw intensity. "I've loved you from the moment I met you. I know this is a lot, but please, don't leave me." Tears slipped down Lily's cheeks as she felt the weight of his words. She knew she had a choice to make, and despite the fear that gripped her, her heart already knew the answer. "I love you too, Ryan," she whispered back, her voice trembling. "We'll figure this out. Together." Ryan pulled her into his arms, holding her tightly as if he were afraid to let go. And in that moment, despite everything, Lily felt safe. She knew there would be challenges ahead, but she also knew they would face them together. The next few days were filled with tension. Ryan became even more protective of Lily, insisting on walking her home every night and constantly checking his phone, looking over his shoulder as if he expected someone to jump out at them at any moment. Lily tried to stay calm, but the fear gnawed at her. She could feel the danger creeping closer, but she didn't know when or where it would strike. One night, as they were walking back to Lily's apartment, Ryan suddenly stopped. His body tensed, and his eyes scanned the dark alleyway ahead of them. "What is it?" Lily asked, her heart skipping a beat. "We're being followed," Ryan said quietly, his hand tightening around hers. Lily's blood ran cold. She glanced over her shoulder, but saw nothing. "Are you sure?" "I'm sure," Ryan replied, his voice low and urgent. "Come on, we need to get out of here." He grabbed her hand and pulled her into a sprint. They ran through the dark streets, weaving through alleys and side roads, trying to lose whoever was following them. Lily's heart pounded in her chest, fear clawing at her as they raced through the city. Finally, they ducked into a small cafe, hiding behind a corner table. Ryan glanced out the window, watching the street carefully. After a few tense minutes, he relaxed slightly. "I think we lost them," he said, his voice strained. Lily was shaking, her adrenaline still pumping. "What now? We can't keep running like this forever." "I know," Ryan said, taking her hand. "But I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I promise." Lily looked into his eyes, seeing the determination there. Despite the fear that gripped her, she knew she could trust him. Back at Lily's apartment, the tension between them finally gave way to something else. Something deeper, more intense. They had just narrowly escaped danger, and the adrenaline still raced through their veins. Ryan kissed her like he was afraid it might be their last chance. The kiss was fiery, filled with passion and urgency. His hands slid around her waist, pulling her closer, and Lily melted into him, her body responding to his touch. Their kisses grew more heated, more desperate, as if they were trying to lose themselves in each other, to forget about the danger outside. Lily's heart pounded as Ryan's hands roamed her body, and she felt a surge of desire like she had never felt before. Every kiss, every touch, every whispered word was electric, igniting a fire inside her. It was as if the fear and uncertainty only made their connection stronger, more intense. Their clothes fell to the floor in a rush, and they tumbled onto the bed, their bodies entwined in a dance of passion. There was no hesitation, no holding back. They gave themselves fully to the moment, to each other. As they lay together afterward, their breathing still heavy, Lily rested her head on Ryan's chest, feeling the steady beat of his heart. Despite the chaos around them, she felt a sense of peace. She had never felt closer to anyone in her life. "I don't want to lose you," she whispered, her voice soft in the quiet room. "You won't," Ryan replied, his hand gently stroking her hair. "I'll never let that happen." But as the days passed, the danger only grew. Ryan's mysterious past was catching up with him, and Lily could feel the walls closing in around them. She knew they couldn't keep hiding forever. One evening, as they sat together on the couch, Ryan's phone buzzed. He glanced at it and his face went pale. "What is it?" Lily asked, her stomach knotting with dread. "It's them," Ryan said quietly, his eyes darkening. "They've found us." Lily's heart dropped. "What do we do now?" Ryan stood up, pacing the room. "We have to leave. Tonight. We can't stay here anymore." Lily felt a wave of panic wash over her. She didn't want to run, but she knew they had no choice. The danger was too real, too close. "We'll go together," Ryan said, his voice firm. "We'll disappear. Start over somewhere new. I'll keep you safe, Lily. I promise." Lily nodded, her heart aching. She trusted him, but the fear was overwhelming. Part 3: The Escape Plan. Lily's mind was swirling with fear and uncertainty as Ryan hurriedly packed a bag, throwing in clothes and essentials. The thought of leaving everything behind was terrifying. Her job, her apartment, her friends, everything she knew would be gone. But when she looked at Ryan, the man who had become her whole world, she knew she couldn't stay behind. "We have to be smart," Ryan said, pulling out a map and tracing a route with his finger. "We can't take the usual roads. They'll be watching." Lily watched him, feeling her heart ache. He had been so strong for her, protecting her from a past that wasn't even hers to bear. She reached for his hand, stopping him for a moment. "Ryan, are you sure about this? Are you sure we'll be safe?" He looked at her with those deep eyes that always made her feel like everything would be okay. "I won't let them hurt you, Lily. You're the most important thing in my life." Lily's chest tightened at his words. There was so much love but so much danger. She walked up to him, gently placing her hands on his chest, feeling his heartbeat. "I'm with you no matter what happens." Ryan pulled her close, wrapping his arms around her. They stood there in silence, holding each other as the weight of their situation hung in the air. His lips brushed against her forehead, and then he kissed her slowly, deeply, like he was savoring every second. The kiss lingered, full of passion and promise, reminding them both of the connection that had brought them together. Finally, Ryan pulled away, determination in his eyes. "We leave in the morning, before sunrise." That night, neither of them slept. Instead, they stayed close, their bodies intertwined, finding comfort in each other. The intimate moments they shared were not just about desire, but about love and survival. Each kiss, each touch, carried the weight of uncertainty, and yet in each other's arms they found peace. The next morning they left before dawn, the world still dark and quiet. Ryan drove fast, navigating through back roads and small towns, always watching the rearview mirror. Lily sat beside him, her heart pounding, every mile they covered feeling like a small victory against the danger they were running from. 4 hours they drove in silence, the tension between them thick. Finally, as the sun began to rise, Lily spoke, breaking the stillness. "Where are we going?" Ryan glanced at her, his jaw tight. "I know a place. Somewhere no one will think to look for us. But it's far, and we'll need to lay low for a while." Lily nodded, trusting him completely. She leaned her head against the window, watching the scenery blur past them. She thought about her life before Ryan. How simple it had been. Now, everything had changed, but despite the danger, she wouldn't trade what they had for anything. As they reached the edge of a small, forgotten town, Ryan pulled into a gas station. "Stay in the car," he said, giving her a serious look. "I'll be right back." Lily watched him walk into the small convenience store, her nerves on edge. She glanced around, scanning the area for any sign of danger. Suddenly, her phone buzzed. It was a message from an unknown number. "We know where you are." Her heart stopped. She quickly looked up, trying to see if Ryan was coming back. Panic set in, her hands trembling as she texted Ryan, "They found us." Just then, Ryan stepped out of the store, his eyes locking with hers as he saw the fear on her face. He ran to the car, jumped in, and sped off without a word. "Did they contact you?" Ryan asked, his voice tight with fear and anger. "Yes," Lily whispered, holding up her phone. Ryan's knuckles turned white as he gripped the steering wheel. "We need to change plans. They're closer than I thought." After hours of driving through backroads, they finally reached an old cabin, hidden deep in the woods. The place was run down, but it was far away from civilization, a perfect hiding spot. "This is where we'll stay for a while," Ryan said, pulling their bags from the trunk. Lily looked around, feeling uneasy about the isolation but also relieved to be away from the world. "It's quiet," she said, stepping inside. The air smelled of pine and dust, the wooden floor creaking under her feet. Ryan set their bags down and walked up behind her, wrapping his arms around her waist. "I know it's not much, but we'll be safe here." Lily leaned into his embrace, feeling his warmth surround her. "As long as I'm with you, I don't care where we are." That night, they sat in front of a small fire Ryan had made, the crackling of the wood the only sound filling the room. The tension that had followed them all day seemed to melt away as they sat together, wrapped in a blanket, staring into the flames. Lily looked up at Ryan, her heart swelling with love and gratitude. "Thank you for everything you've done for me." Ryan turned to her, his eyes soft and full of emotion. "I'd do anything for you, Lily." Slowly, their lips met in a kiss that started gentle, but quickly became more passionate. The fear and adrenaline of the past days seemed to fuel the intensity between them. Ryan's hands roamed her body, and Lily's breath hitched as their connection deepened. They tumbled onto the couch, their kisses growing more urgent, more desperate. Each touch sent shivers through her, and soon they were lost in each other, their bodies moving together in a rhythm that felt both familiar and new. Afterward, they lay tangled in each other's arms, the fire casting a soft glow over their skin. For the first time in days, Lily felt truly safe. But their peace was short-lived. In the early hours of the morning, a noise outside the cabin woke them both. Ryan was on high alert immediately, his body tense as he listened carefully. "Stay here," he whispered, grabbing a flashlight and quietly moving toward the door. Lily's heart raced as she watched him leave. She felt the fear creeping back, her body frozen with panic. Moments passed like hours, and then she heard it, a loud crash from outside. "Ryan," she called out, but there was no response. Terrified, she grabbed her phone and called him, but his phone rang inside the cabin. He had left it behind. Lily stood up, her body shaking. She knew she had to do something, but fear paralyzed her. Then, gathering every bit of courage she had, she grabbed the flashlight and slowly opened the door. The night air was cold, the trees casting long, dark shadows over the ground. She took a deep breath and stepped outside, her heart pounding in her ears. "Ryan," she called out softly, shining the light around. Suddenly, she heard footsteps behind her. She turned around quickly, but before she could see who it was, everything went black. Part 4: The Darkness Falls. Lily's consciousness faded in and out, darkness wrapping around her like a thick, suffocating blanket. She could feel the cold earth beneath her body, her head pounding with a dull ache. Somewhere in the distance, she could hear muffled voices, but they sounded far away, like echoes in a dream. Slowly, her eyes fluttered open. Everything was blurry at first, the outlines of trees swaying above her, shadows dancing in the moonlight. She tried to sit up, but pain shot through her body, forcing her to lie still. Panic seized her heart as she realized Ryan was nowhere in sight. "Ryan," she croaked, her throat dry and scratchy. There was no answer. Lily's pulse raced. She forced herself to move despite the pain. Her body felt heavy, her muscles stiff as she struggled to stand. Her mind was spinning with questions. What had happened? Who had attacked her? And where was Ryan? As she took a step forward, the ground beneath her shifted, and she stumbled, nearly falling back to the dirt. But then she heard it, a faint groan coming from nearby. "Ryan," she whispered, her voice shaky. She followed the sound, her heart pounding in her chest. The flashlight she had dropped earlier lay just a few feet away, its beam flickering weakly. She picked it up, casting the light around until it landed on a figure lying just beyond the trees. It was Ryan. He was lying on his side, blood staining his shirt, his face pale and contorted in pain. "Ryan." Lily rushed to his side, dropping to her knees as she frantically checked his pulse. He was breathing, but barely. "Ryan, wake up," she cried, shaking him gently. His eyes fluttered open, and he looked at her with a dazed expression. "Lily," he whispered, his voice weak. I tried to stop them.
"Ooh."
"Who did this?" she asked, panic rising in her throat. But Ryan only groaned, his hand reaching out to grip hers. We need to leave. They're coming." Lily's blood ran cold. She didn't know who they were, but she knew they were in grave danger. She had to get Ryan out of here, but he was hurt, and they were in the middle of nowhere. She glanced around, her mind racing. The cabin was their only shelter, but if whoever attacked Ryan came back, they wouldn't be safe there. She had to think fast. "I'm going to help you stand," she said, her voice trembling. "We need to get back to the cabin. Can you walk?" Ryan nodded weakly, and with great effort, Lily helped him to his feet. He winced in pain, clutching his side as they slowly made their way back toward the cabin. Every step felt like a marathon, and Lily's heart pounded with fear, expecting their attackers to appear at any moment. When they finally reached the cabin, Lily locked the door behind them and helped Ryan to the couch, where he collapsed with a groan. Blood was seeping through his shirt, and Lily's hands shook as she grabbed a towel to press against the wound. "Stay with me," she whispered, tears welling in her eyes. "I'm going to take care of you." But Ryan was fading in and out of consciousness, his breathing shallow. Lily's mind raced with fear and adrenaline. She didn't know how to handle this. She wasn't a doctor, and they were miles away from the nearest town. "Think, Lily, think," she whispered to herself, trying to stay calm. She grabbed her phone, but there was no signal. She cursed under her breath, frustration and fear gripping her. They were alone, and Ryan's life was slipping away. Then suddenly there was a loud bang on the door. Lily froze, her heart stopping in her chest. "Open the door, Lily," a voice called from outside, low and menacing. "We know you're in there." Her blood ran cold. They had found them. Lily's hands trembled as she stood in the middle of the room, staring at the door. The pounding on the door grew louder, more insistent. "Lily, we're not going to ask again," the voice said, sending chills down her spine. She looked at Ryan, who was barely conscious on the couch, his face pale and slick with sweat. There was no way they could escape now. Whoever was outside knew they were here, and Ryan was in no condition to run. But she couldn't just give up. She wouldn't let them take Ryan. Not after everything they had been through together. Summoning all her courage, Lily grabbed the only weapon she could find, an old fire poker, and stood in front of the door, her heart racing. "Leave us alone," she shouted, hoping her voice sounded stronger than she felt. The pounding stopped for a moment, and there was a brief silence. Then a cold, mocking laugh echoed from the other side of the door. "You think you can stop us? You have no idea who you're dealing with, Lily." Lily's grip tightened on the fire poker, her knuckles white. She glanced at Ryan, who was slipping in and out of consciousness. She had to protect him. She had no choice. The door suddenly burst open with a loud crash, the wood splintering as a man stepped inside. He was tall, with a cruel smile on his face, his eyes cold and calculating. Behind him were two more men, both equally intimidating. Lily's heart pounded in her chest as the man stepped closer, his eyes locked on hers. "Put down the weapon, sweetheart. You're outnumbered." But Lily didn't move. Her whole body was shaking, but she stood her ground, determined to protect Ryan. "Stay away from him," she said, her voice trembling. The man laughed again, taking another step forward. "You've got guts, I'll give you that. But this isn't going to end well for you." Before Lily could react, one of the other men lunged at her, grabbing her by the arm and wrenching the fire poker from her hand. She struggled against him, kicking and screaming, but he was too strong. "Let go of me," she cried, her heart pounding in her ears. The man holding her grinned, his grip tightening as he dragged her toward the door. "Don't worry, sweetheart. We're not going to hurt you yet." But before he could take her outside, Ryan suddenly lunged from the couch, his face twisted in pain as he tackled the man to the ground. The two of them struggled, fists flying as Ryan fought with everything he had left. "Run, Lily," Ryan shouted, his voice hoarse with pain. But Lily couldn't leave him. She couldn't abandon the man she loved. With all her strength, she grabbed the fire poker from where it had fallen and swung it at the man attacking Ryan, hitting him hard in the side. He grunted in pain and rolled off Ryan, giving Lily just enough time to pull Ryan to his feet. "We have to go," Lily whispered, her heart racing. "Now." Ryan nodded weakly, and together, they stumbled out of the cabin into the cold night. The men were close behind, but Lily didn't stop. She couldn't stop. She clung to Ryan as they ran into the woods, the trees casting long shadows as they disappeared into the darkness. Part 5. Into the Shadows. The cold night air bit at Lily's skin as she and Ryan stumbled deeper into the woods, their breaths coming in ragged gasps. Behind them, the sounds of footsteps and shouts grew fainter, but the fear gnawed at her, urging her to keep moving. Ryan was leaning heavily on her, each step a struggle as he fought to stay conscious. Blood stained his shirt, but his grip on her hand was tight, as if he was holding on to her for dear life. Lily's heart ached for him. She wanted to stop to tend to his wounds, but they couldn't stop. Not yet. The men chasing them were dangerous, and she had no idea what they wanted, only that they couldn't be caught. After what felt like hours of running, the sounds of pursuit finally faded into the distance. They reached a small clearing, bathed in moonlight, and Lily collapsed onto the ground, pulling Ryan down beside her. He groaned, his face twisted in pain. "Ryan," she whispered, brushing the hair away from his sweaty forehead. "Stay with me. We're safe for now." He nodded weakly, but his eyes were glassy, unfocused. Lily's panic surged again. She needed to stop the bleeding to help him before it was too late. Using what little light they had, Lily tore off part of her shirt and pressed it against his wound, trying to slow the blood. Ryan winced, but didn't pull away. His breathing was shallow, his skin cold to the touch. "I'm sorry," he whispered, his voice barely audible. "Hey, I should have protected you." Lily shook her head, tears welling in her eyes. "No, Ryan. You've done everything you could. Don't talk like that." He managed a weak smile, his hand reaching up to cup her cheek. "I love you, Lily. I've loved you from the moment I saw you." Her heart swelled with emotion, and she leaned down, pressing a gentle kiss to his lips. It was soft, tender, filled with the love she had for him. For a moment, the world around them disappeared, and it was just the two of them, lost in each other. When they finally pulled apart, Ryan's eyes were a little clearer, though still clouded with pain. "We'll get through this," Lily whispered, her forehead resting against his. "Promise. We just need to keep going." But deep down, she wasn't sure how they were going to make it. Ryan was badly hurt, and they were alone in the middle of the woods with no way to call for help. She glanced around, her mind racing. They couldn't stay here. They needed shelter, somewhere to hide until Ryan could recover. As she scanned the trees, her eyes caught sight of a small, abandoned cabin in the distance. It was hidden by the thick underbrush, barely visible under the pale moonlight. "Ryan, look," she whispered, pointing toward the cabin. "We can rest there. Just a little longer, okay?" He nodded weakly, and together they stumbled toward the cabin. It wasn't much, a run-down shack really, but it was shelter. Lily pushed open the creaky door, her heart racing as she helped Ryan inside. The cabin was dark and cold, but it felt like a haven after the nightmare they had just been through. Lily helped Ryan onto the rickety old bed, her hands shaking as she did her best to make him comfortable. "I'll find something to clean your wound," she whispered, her voice trembling. "Just hang in there." But as she turned to look for anything useful, the door suddenly slammed shut, and the air in the cabin grew colder. Lily froze, her breath catching in her throat. Something was wrong. "Lily," Ryan's voice was weak, barely a whisper, but it was enough to send a chill down her spine. "We're not alone." Her blood ran cold. Slowly, she turned around, and there, standing in the shadows, was a figure. Lily's heart leapt into her throat as she stared at the figure in the corner of the room. The dim light made it hard to make out details, but she could tell it was a woman, tall and slender, her face hidden in the shadows. "Who are you?" Lily's voice trembled, fear creeping into her bones. She instinctively stepped in front of Ryan, shielding him, even though she felt completely vulnerable herself. The woman stepped forward, and as she did, the moonlight streaming through the broken window illuminated her face. Lily gasped. She recognized her. It was Julia, Ryan's ex-girlfriend. "Julia!" Lily's mind raced, confusion and disbelief mixing with her fear. What are you doing here?" Julia's lips curled into a smile, but it wasn't warm or friendly. It was cold, calculating, almost cruel. "Did you really think you could run away, Lily? Did you really think I wouldn't find you?" Lily's heart pounded in her chest. She had heard stories about Julia, about how she and Ryan had a tumultuous relationship before they broke up. But that was years ago. Why was she here now? "I don't understand," Lily said, her voice shaking. "What do you want?" Julia took another step closer, her eyes flickering to Ryan, who was lying weakly on the bed. His breathing labored. "It's not about what I want, Lily. It's about what Ryan deserves." Lily's blood ran cold. She could see the hatred in Julia's eyes, the way she looked at Ryan with a mix of anger and betrayal. "Julia, please," Lily pleaded, stepping forward. "Ryan's hurt. He needs help. Whatever happened between you two, it's in the past. We've moved on." But Julia shook her head, her smile fading. "You don't get it, do you? This was never about you. It's always been about him." Lily's mind raced, trying to make sense of the situation. Julia had always been possessive, but this was something else entirely. "What do you mean?" Lily asked, her voice barely a whisper. Julia's eyes darkened, and she took another step closer, her hand reaching into her coat pocket. "I loved him, Lily. I still do. And if I can't have him, no one can." In a flash, Julia pulled a gun from her pocket, pointing it directly at Lily. Lily's breath hitched as she stared down the barrel of the gun. Her mind raced, her heart pounding in her ears. She couldn't believe this was happening. Julia was unhinged, dangerous, and Lily didn't know how to stop her. "Julia, please," Lily whispered, holding up her hands in surrender. "You don't have to do this. We can talk. We can figure this out." But Julia's grip on the gun tightened, her eyes filled with rage. "Whoa. I'm done talking." Lily's heart sank. She had to act fast, but what could she do? She glanced at Ryan, who was too weak to move, and her stomach twisted in fear. She couldn't let Julia hurt him. Not after everything they had been through. Summoning every ounce of courage, Lily lunged forward, knocking the gun out of Julia's hand. It clattered to the floor, and the two women fell into a struggle, grappling with each other as they fought for control. Lily's body ached from the earlier attack, but adrenaline surged through her, giving her strength. "Get off me!" Julia screamed, her nails digging into Lily's skin as they rolled across the floor. Lily fought with everything she had, but Julia was stronger than she expected. She managed to pin Lily down, her hands wrapped around her throat, squeezing hard. Lily gasped for air, her vision blurring as darkness began to creep in at the edges of her mind. This couldn't be how it ended. She couldn't leave Ryan like this. With a final burst of energy, Lily kicked Julia off her, sending her crashing into the wall. Julia groaned in pain, and before she could recover, Lily grabbed the gun from the floor, pointing it at her. "Stay down," Lily said, her voice shaking. "Don't move." Julia's eyes widened in fear, but she didn't make another move. Part 6. The Aftermath. Lily's hands trembled as she held the gun, her heart pounding in her chest. Julia sat frozen against the wall, her eyes wide with fear, breathing heavily. For a long moment, the only sound in the cabin was the soft whistle of the wind outside and Ryan's weak breathing behind her. "Lily!" Ryan's voice was hoarse, barely audible. He was in pain, his energy draining fast. She needed to help him. But first she had to deal with Julia. "Get up," Lily ordered, her voice shaking. She was terrified, but she couldn't let Julia see it. "Leave now and don't come back." Julia slowly rose to her feet, her eyes locked on the gun in Lily's hands. She took a step toward the door, her movements cautious. "You think this is over?" she spat, her voice dripping with venom. "You think you've won?" Lily's grip tightened on the gun, her pulse racing. "Just go, Julia. Leave us alone." Julia smirked, her eyes gleaming with something dark. "You'll never be safe, Lily. He'll never be safe. I'll always be there, watching, waiting." With one last cold glance, Julia turned and slipped out into the night, disappearing into the shadows. As soon as she was gone, Lily's legs gave out beneath her, and she collapsed to the floor, the gun slipping from her hands. She was shaking all over, the adrenaline leaving her body in a rush. She had never been so scared in her life. But she didn't have time to think about that now. Ryan needed her. Lily crawled over to Ryan's side, her heart breaking at the sight of him. He was pale, his face slick with sweat, his breathing shallow. "Ryan," she whispered, brushing his hair back from his forehead. "You're going to be okay. I'm here." Ryan's eyes fluttered open, and he smiled weakly at her. You saved me." Tears filled Lily's eyes, and she leaned down, pressing her lips gently to his. It was a soft kiss, filled with all the love she felt for him. "I'll always save you," she whispered against his lips. "I love you. I love you too," he breathed, his voice barely a whisper. Lily held him close, her heart aching with fear and love. She couldn't lose him. Not now. Not after everything they had been through. But she had to act fast. Ryan needed medical attention, and she had no idea how far they were from the nearest hospital. She looked around the cabin, searching for anything that could help. There was an old blanket on the bed, and she quickly tore it into strips, pressing them against Ryan's wound to slow the bleeding. "Stay with me, okay?" she whispered, her hands trembling as she worked. "We're going to get through this." Ryan nodded weakly, but she could see the pain in his eyes. He was fading, and she didn't know how much time they had left. Just when she was about to lose hope, she heard a sound outside. A car engine. Her heart leapt in her chest. Help was coming. Lily rushed to the window and saw headlights approaching through the trees. A wave of relief washed over her, but it was quickly followed by fear. What if it was Julia coming back? What if it was someone worse? The car came to a stop just outside the cabin, and Lily's heart pounded in her chest as she watched the driver's door open. A figure stepped out. A man, tall and broad-shouldered. His face hidden in the shadows. Who is it? Ryan croaked from the bed, his voice weak. I don't know, Lily whispered, her eyes never leaving the figure. She grabbed the gun from the floor, holding it tightly in her hands as she crept toward the door. The man knocked, the sound echoing through the small cabin. Lily. Ryan. His voice was deep, familiar. Lily's heart skipped a beat. She knew that voice. It was Jake, Ryan's best friend. She flung the door open, relief flooding through her as she saw Jake standing there. His face etched with concern. Jake, she cried, throwing herself into his arms. Thank God you're here. Jake held her tightly, his face pale as he looked over her shoulder at Ryan, who was lying motionless on the bed. What the hell happened? It's a long story, Lily whispered, tears streaming down her face. But we need to get Ryan to a hospital. He's losing a lot of blood. Jake nodded, his jaw clenched with determination. I'll take care of it. Help me get him to the car. Together, they lifted Ryan as gently as they could, carrying him out to the car. Lily's heart ached with fear as they drove toward the nearest hospital, her hand never leaving Ryan's. You're going to be okay, she whispered, her voice trembling. I promise. The hospital room was quiet, the steady beep of Ryan's heart monitor the only sound that filled the air. Lily sat by his bedside, her fingers gently brushing his as she watched him sleep. He had been through surgery, and the doctor said he would be okay, but it had been close, too close. Lily's heart ached with relief and fear. She had almost lost him. If Jake hadn't shown up when he did, she couldn't even think about it. Jake sat across from her, his face serious. Lily, you need to tell me what happened. Lily sighed, her eyes never leaving Ryan's sleeping face. She told Jake everything. The men who had attacked them, Julia's crazed jealousy, the danger they had been in. Jake listened quietly, his expression growing darker with every word. That woman is dangerous, he said finally, his voice low. You need to be careful. She won't stop. Lily nodded, her heart heavy. No. But what do? We can't live our lives in fear, always looking over our shoulders. Jake sighed, rubbing his hands over his face. We'll figure something out. But for now, focus on Ryan. He needs you. Lily nodded, her heart swelling with love as she looked at Ryan. He had been through so much, and yet, he had never given up on her. No matter how hard things got, they always found their way back to each other. She leaned down, pressing a soft kiss to his forehead. I'm here, she whispered. I'll always be here. Part 7. The Road to Recovery. Days turned into weeks, and Ryan's condition slowly improved. The doctors were amazed at his resilience, and soon, He was able to sit up and even walk around the hospital room with Lily by his side. The love they shared seemed to have grown even stronger through the hardships. Lily spent every moment she could with Ryan, bringing him homemade meals, reading him stories, and even sneaking him kisses when the nurses weren't looking. There were moments of laughter, and even though the fear of Julia still lingered, they found solace in each other's arms. Ryan, with his typical playful charm, would flirt with her relentlessly, despite the nurse's watchful eyes. "You know," he whispered one night, pulling her closer, "I think these hospital gowns were made for flirting. I feel irresistible in this." Lily giggled, kissing him softly on the lips. "You always find a way to make me laugh, don't you?" Ryan smirked, his eyes twinkling. "It's part of my job as your boyfriend. But there's one thing I haven't done in a while."
"Oh."
"And what's that?" Ryan pulled her even closer, his lips brushing her ear as he whispered, "Take you on a real date." A month later, after Ryan had fully recovered, he kept his promise. The night was warm, the stars bright in the sky as they sat at a quiet little restaurant near the beach. It was the first time in what felt like ages that they were able to relax and enjoy each other's company without the weight of fear hanging over them. Lily wore a simple, flowy dress, her hair loose around her shoulders. Ryan couldn't take his eyes off her, his heart full of love. "You're beautiful," he said softly, reaching across the table to take her hand. Lily blushed, smiling shyly. "You're not so bad yourself." They spent hours talking, laughing, and reminiscing about how far they had come. The intimacy between them had only deepened, and the little flirty glances they exchanged across the table made Lily's heart race. After dinner, they walked along the beach, their feet sinking into the soft sand as the ocean waves gently lapped at the shore. The moonlight cast a soft glow over everything, making the moment feel almost magical. Ryan stopped suddenly, turning to face Lily. His eyes were serious, filled with emotion. "Lily," he said softly, taking her hands in his, "I've been through a lot of ups and downs in my life, but nothing compares to what we've faced together. You've always stood by me no matter what. I can't imagine my life without you." Lily's heart raced as he knelt down in the sand, pulling a small velvet box from his pocket. Her breath caught in her throat as he opened the box to reveal a simple, yet stunning diamond ring. "Lily, will you marry me?" Tears filled her eyes as she looked down at him, her heart swelling with love. "Yes," she whispered, her voice trembling. "Yes, Ryan, I will marry you." Ryan slipped the ring onto her finger, standing up and pulling her into his arms. Their lips met in a passionate kiss, sealing their promise to each other. The world around them seemed to disappear as they stood there, wrapped in each other's love. The next few months flew by in a whirlwind of wedding preparations. Lily and Ryan's love blossomed more than ever. They moved into a cozy little house near the beach, where they could wake up every morning to the sound of the waves and the feeling of peace. The wedding day was perfect, an intimate ceremony with their closest friends and family. Lily wore a flowing white dress, and Ryan couldn't take his eyes off her as she walked down the aisle. Tears filled both their eyes as they exchanged vows, promising to love each other through thick and thin. As they kissed to seal their marriage, the audience erupted in applause. It was a dream come true for both of them. That night, in the privacy of their new home, they shared an intimate moment, one filled with love, tenderness, and passion. They lay in each other's arms, whispering sweet nothings and dreaming of their future together. "I can't believe we've made it this far," Lily whispered, her head resting on Ryan's chest. "It's been a wild journey." Ryan kissed the top of her head, his fingers brushing through her hair. "It's only the beginning, babe. I'm ready for the rest of our lives." Months passed, and life seemed perfect. Ryan had found a new job, and Lily was flourishing in her career. But one day, as Lily was unpacking an old box from her parents' attic, she found something strange. A letter addressed to her from Julia. Her heart stopped as she opened the envelope, the familiar handwriting sending chills down her spine. The letter was short but chilling. "I'll always be watching. You can't escape me. This isn't over." Lily's heart pounded in her chest as she quickly crumpled the letter and threw it away. She knew better than to let fear control her. She had Ryan by her side, and nothing could tear them apart. That night, she told Ryan about the letter. He pulled her into his arms, kissing her forehead. "We're not going to let her ruin our lives. We're stronger than that." Lily nodded, her heart full of love and determination. She knew that no matter what Julia tried, nothing could come between them. Lily and Ryan spent the rest of their lives building a beautiful family, creating new memories, and growing old together. Every challenge they faced only made their love stronger, and they learned to cherish every moment they had. As they sat on the porch of their beach house years later, watching the sunset, Ryan took Lily's hand in his heart full of love. "We've been through so much," he whispered, his voice filled with emotion. "But we made it." Lily smiled, leaning her head on his shoulder. "We always do." And with that, they watched the sun dip below the horizon, knowing that their love was truly everlasting, a love worth fighting for no matter what.